Cisco Kid and our gripping story, Flapjack LaRue. In the days when the Cisco Kid rode his great stallion Diablo throughout the Southwest of the 1870s, there lived an outlaw named Flapjack LaRue, ex-logger and prize fighter, a giant of a man with a giant of a temper, and a wild gang of hoodlums at his beck and call. And in the same gang was Trigger Spence, Flapjack's lieutenant, a crafty, scheming, deadly devil of a man who would double-cross his own brother. As our story opens, it's late afternoon, and Spence is riding back alone to Flapjack LaRue's outlaw camp from the tough frontier town of Adobe City.
Steady, horse, steady, not so fast. I gotta do some more figuring before I get back to camp. The time I took over this gang, and the easiest way to do it is to frame Flapjack on a killing. Cisco Kid in town. Flapjack thinks he can lick any man living. Now, I could just fix things to look like Flapjack had killed Cisco and maybe old Marshall Douglas, too. Why don't I fix it that way? Blackjack's brain is just like a young bucko. Sure, I can fix it. Come on, get that horse. Come on, if you can't. Come on. Maybe I can kill Blackjack, too. I just wait and see which way the cards fall.
He's that you, Spence.
Yeah. Be right with him, Blackjack.
What'd you say, Spence? You have been to town?
Yeah, just getting back.
What news for Blackjack?
Plenty. An old coyote of a marshal's laid up with a broken arm and a broken leg.
Sure.
Took a tumble off his house while he was fixing the roof. Good time now, Blackjack, to get back at him for running us out of town 3 years ago. We go to his house tonight, do me and Eve.
Yeah, and pick that dog, Spence. Blackjack LaRue does not fight with purple men. Blackjack LaRue fights only with whole men. I show you, Spence. Yeah, you sprawl like a big bullfrog, Spence, eh? Big bullfrog. Blackjack LaRue lose his temper. Here, I help you up, Spence. I will even apologize, Spence. You accept?
Yeah. It's all right, Blackjack. I don't think you'll do that again.
What do you mean?
I mean, the Cisco Kid's in town, Blackjack. Then they can talk. He's been saying that when he finds you, he's going to kick the daylights out of you. He's going to tie you in a knot and throw you away.
He's going to say that?
Yeah, and that ain't all he said. It's a bad hombre, Blackjack. You better keep out of his way.
He says such thing about me? Yeah. That pig of Cisco, that dog and a dog? He's so strange. I will find that Cisco, even though I have never seen him. I will take his body in my two hands, and as I take these branches, and I will flap his body like me. By the beard of all the saints. Blackjack LaRue will make that Cisco run like the fright of a rabbit. Hello, Vis-a-vis, you men who follow Blackjack LaRue. Venez avec moi, vite! Saddle les chevaux. We go to Adobe City.
We go to Adobe City. And you'll be staying in Adobe City, Blackjack. 6 feet underground.
Grant, do you think you can manage to feed yourself with that broken arm?
Yes, sure, I can make out fine, Mary.
I hate to leave you, but I have to get to work at the cafe.
I know. I just wish you hadn't taken that job waiting on table.
No, I don't mind it, Grant. But there is one thing I do worry about.
What's that?
That box of dynamite in here. I wish you'd get somebody to get it out. I'm scared to death of it.
Don't worry none, Mary. There's no danger.
I suppose not. I just don't like it. Well, goodbye, Gramps. I have to hurry. I'll be back as soon as I can.
All right.
Bye.
Bye, youngsters.
Oh, Crooker.
Yeah, sounds like the deputy. Come in. Evening, deputy. You seem to be in a hurry.
I sure am, Marshal. I just got word that Blackjack LaRue is heading for town tonight.
Blazes and I have to be laid up here.
What do you think I better do?
Get out the signs to have all the guns checked at the marshal's office under penalty of arrest.
It won't stop Blackjack.
Yeah, I don't know. It might. Blackjack's a wild hombre, deputy. But he ain't a killer, as far as I know. Now, if you take that trick at Spence, he's a born killer if I ever saw one. But Blackjack might order them hombre here to check their guns. It's worth a chance.
All right, Marshal.
And I hear Cisco's in town. If you need help, deputy, you might swear Cisco and Poncho in. Or bring him in here and I'll swear him in.
Well, I figure I can handle this job myself.
Suit yourself, son.
I'll get them signs out right away. So long.
Good luck. Yes, sir, the expenses are born killer. Oh,
deputy! Deputy!
Blasted all, I clean forgot to ask him to get that dynamite out of here.
Cisco.
Hey, Poncho.
How much longer we stay around at Dobie City?
Go on until the freight wagons leave, Poncho. We are to guide them to the west.
When they leave, Cisco. We've been here 3 days already, no?
They were due to leave today, but there always seems to be a delay in getting started. What is the difference, amigo? Time means nothing to us.
Poncho not like a town like this, Cisco. And Poncho rather be in the mountains or on the desert, away from the town.
Yeah, so would I, Chico. But the time will pass quickly. Here's the marshal's office.
Hold on. Slow down.
Come, Poncho. We'll go in.
Here we go in.
Buenas noches, señor deputy.
Buenas noches, señor deputy.
How does this go, Poncho? What can I do for you?
We saw your sign at the west end of town, deputy, so we are here to check our guns with you.
All right, hand them over, boys, and I'll give you a seat.
Okay. Here's my gun belt.
And here, Poncho's gun belt.
I'll just put them right here in this rack. Here's the receipt.
Gracias, señor deputy.
Gracias, señor deputy. Cisco, keep Poncho's receipt.
Receipt.
See, Poncho's whatchamacallit. Poncho loses.
Very well, amigo. I receive it.
What time do you figure to call for your gun, Cisco?
Oh, probably within the hour. We're going to the cafe for our suppers, and we'll ride out of town and back to our camp.
Oh, somebody will be here in the office. I may myself, if Black Jack LaRue don't cause me any trouble.
Black Jack LaRue?
Yeah. I hear he's riding to town tonight. You might meet up with him at the cafe, Cisco.
Si, possibly. Well, gracias, señor deputy. We will be back later.
Cisco, Ben, where will we go to find you?
Well, we might try the cafe first, like that. About supper time, Cisco might be there.
Yes. Hello, to the cafe.
Well, I'll... Hey, wait a minute back there. Hey, look at that sign. All guns must be checked at the marshal's office. Will be returned when owner leaves town by order of the marshal.
Yeah. Hey, check the guns.
Yeah, can you beat that?
Don't that marshal mean for Black Jack to check his guns?
Yeah, that's what he means. Maybe after all, we better call around on Marshal Douglas.
No. Again, I say I do not fight with crippled men's friends, but we will show the marshal what we think of his time. Les enfants, draw your guns. Do as I do.
Run, boy!
Again! That's to be. And I go to the cafe.
Jim, fine food, but do not eat so fast, Poncho. Matter me, one moment the food is on your plate, the next moment it is not.
The food does not belong on the plate, Cisco. Food belongs in Poncho's stomach. Poncho gives it to his stomach fast as he can.
But you can eat more slowly. He's more polite.
No, see, Poncho is more polite, Cisco.
Can I get you anything more?
Gracias, senorita. Not for me. Are you not the granddaughter of Marshal Douglas?
Yes, I'm Mary Douglas. I remember you and Poncho, Cisco, but I was beginning to think you didn't remember me. I hope you'll call to see Grant, Cisco. He'd love to see you and Poncho.
We are going to call this evening, senorita. I am sorry that we have not called before.
He'll be delighted. I'll see you later, then.
Yeah, you will.
Senorita, nice, Cisco.
Yeah, Poncho, she's very nice.
She's very nice, very nice.
Wonder what that is all about.
Gun, Cisco. Some hombres not take the gun, Poncho thinks.
Yeah, it would seem they did not. This must be that Black Jack LaRue and his guy.
Sound like trouble, Cisco.
Yeah, I'm afraid so, and I do not like it.
Hey, Cisco Kid, he's here.
It is I, Black Jack LaRue, who asked.
Say, I'm here, Loro. What do you want?
Mate, me, it's a big hombre, Cisco. It's big like an elephant, no?
So, this is the great Cisco. Behold, this is the one who say he's better man than Black Jack. This is the one who say he tied Black Jack in knot and throw him away. You are shrimp. Come back. Cisco, I do not like the color of that plate you eat from. I will destroy the place.
Do not like to have food spattered over my shirt, Black Jack.
What are you going to do about it? You fight with Black Jack?
See, if you force me to. Come, we'll step outside.
He comes the deputy, Cisco.
All right, Black Jack, you're coming with me. I'm taking you in for not checking your gun.
You have courage, deputy. One man against so many.
Another hombre trying it.
He cut off your lights. Cisco, somebody grab Pancho.
Enough for you, Cisco.
Gotta make it my hands on you, hombre.
Working good.
Somebody strike a match. Light a candle.
Yeah, I got it. Hey, the deputy. He says no.
Look, Cisco and Pancho are out cold.
Who is the man who killed that deputy? Show him to Black Jack. No, I'm just
scared. Cisco's on it, Black Jack. I didn't want you to get shot, so I blasted out the lights. Just then, Cisco grabbed my gun, let go with you, but he missed and got the deputy.
Don't do that, Cisco. I do not like this feeling.
Neither do I. Cisco ought to be locked up for this. Let's take the deputy's keys and lock him up.
Ah, sometimes you are smart, mon ami. That is the thing you do. Come, Madame Fox. We will lock up Cisco and the other one in the jail. I, Black Jack, will lock up Cisco.
It looks as though Cisco and Pancho are in serious trouble, and perhaps in danger of losing their lives. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid. Back to the Cisco Kid and our gripping story, Black Jack LaRue. As soon as Trigger Spence, steaming lieutenant of Black Jack LaRue, shot out the cafe lamp, he killed the deputy marshal with the next shot, then gun-whipped Cisco and Pancho. Claiming that Cisco had snatched his gun and shot the deputy, Spence proposed that the outlaws lock up our friends in the town jail, an idea which Black Jack LaRue quickly agreed to. Now, some minutes later, in a cell of the jail.
Cisco.
What do you want, Pancho?
The way Cisco woke up and down the cell, Pancho, I think Cisco got a bad headache like Pancho.
Yeah, I've got a bad headache, amigo. Oh. But if we can get out of this cell, I promise you some others will have bad headaches, too.
We not killed the deputy.
Of course we did not kill the deputy.
But people think we killed the deputy, Cisco.
Some people do not stop to think at this time, Pancho. They're just guided by impulse of the moment.
Huh?
We must get out of this place.
Cisco tried to bend the bars again, no?
Oh, they are strong bars, but I will try it again.
Push.
No use. The bars are too strong, they cannot be bent.
Cisco.
See? Who called me?
It's Mary Douglas. I'm here at the cell window. Oh, I'm afraid, Cisco. That gang of blackheads, I brought you a crowbar. Maybe that'll help.
Gracias, senorita. You certainly will help.
Indeed, senorita.
Can you reach it?
Yes, just about. All right, here we go. I have it. Now, we have something to work with, Pancho.
Get out now, huh?
Will you come to the house, Cisco? This town's just plain wild tonight, and I'm afraid Black Jack and Spence will try to get even with Grant for running him out of town some years ago.
See, senorita, as soon as we can get there.
And be careful. A lot of people think you killed the deputy.
What do you think?
I know you didn't. I wasn't right there at the time, but you wouldn't kill him. I know you wouldn't.
You're all right. I did not.
I'd better be going. Here come some people.
Do not let them see you here. Hurry, senorita.
Cisco. Sana camarto, Pancho.
Stand flat against the wall, Pancho. Over here under the cell window.
Quickly. Pancho, I can stand flat, Cisco. Pancho, not flat. Pancho, fast.
Here's the window of the cell, Albert. Get him out. Bring him out.
All right, everybody, you come down the deputy. You ought to be strung up.
Yeah, it's your shot.
Look, I tell you what, boys. I got the keys to the jail.
Oh,
here they are. Now, go get that fool. Throw him in the car. Hey, you're done for now, Cisco. You're
right, done for. Pull yourself, Benji Coyote. We are far from done for.
Hey, Cisco, take it in what we do.
Let's try with this crowbar.
Well, if I can bend the bars of the...
Cisco, the bars bend.
One of them is bending a little, Pancho. See?
Now he's bending a little. Hurry, Cisco, hurry.
Now the other bar.
Mata, Cisco, take it in.
See, the bar is bending.
That is enough. I'll throw out the window, Pancho. Then I'll lean down and pull you out.
Stand, Cisco.
Give me your hands, Pancho. Both of them. Can you reach?
See, Pancho, reach. Now, up. Come on up, Pancho. I nearly out. See, Pancho, not too fast to get through the bars.
You want to get through, Pancho?
Just in time, Cisco.
On your feet, Pancho. We must run. Come on.
They shoot from behind, and they shoot from in front.
Come on. Move in here, Pancho. There's bushes where we can hide.
Come on.
Stop for a moment.
Oh, Pancho, I just stop for the month, Cisco. Pancho, not get the breeze.
It's all right. The mob is going the wrong way to find us. Come, amigo. We must get to the home of Marshal Douglas as soon as we can.
That's you, Blackjack.
Oui, where you be, Fred?
Cisco's broke jail.
I find Cisco I make with him the big fight. I show him Blackjack is better man.
Ah, never mind that now.
Never mind. You tell me to never mind.
No, Blackjack, this town is right plumb upside down. Oh, we can knock over that bank like nothing.
I will give the order, Ben.
But look, it's a chance of a lifetime. Where's the rest of the gang?
I told them to enjoy themselves in the cafe.
Well, get them out. I'm going to knock over that blasted marshal.
Again, you give the orders. Once too much, I give you a lesson in manners.
And I give you a bigger lesson when Maitre Enfant are around to see.
That's right. There ain't nobody around, is there? All right, Blackjack. You and me are going to settle this right here and now.
You draw the gun.
Yeah, you bet I do, you big dumb buzzard. And here's what I'm going to do it. That takes care of you, Blackjack. The gang will think Cisco did it. My gang. No, I'll even my score with Marshal Douglas.
Mary, glad you're home.
I'm glad to be home, too, Grandpa. I can tell you that.
I heard some shooting in. Hey, what did you bolt the door for, girl?
I'm afraid we might have a visitor, Grant. Oh, that Blackjack LaRue gang, they're terrible.
A little mite worse than average, maybe.
A little. They killed the deputy tonight.
What?
Shot him down in the cafe.
I thunder, and I got to get out on that street.
No, no, Grant.
I forgot my blessed leg and arm.
And then they threw Cisco and Pancho in jail. They knocked them unconscious, and then they tried to get a mob to lynch them. I took a crowbar to the cell and
Now, quit it now, Mary. Won't do any good to cry.
Oh, no, I know it. I'm just tired and scared, I guess. I told Cisco to come here if they got out.
Why, Thunder, with all this going on, I'm laid up here. Is he right?
No, but...
Somebody's coming. Maybe it's Cisco.
Who is it?
Come in, sir.
Oh, good heavens, friend. It's
Hand me one of them guns, Mary.
No.
Hand me that gun, I said.
No, I won't. You can't shoot with your left hand, Grant. And he's a gunman. If you had a gun, he might kill you.
Open this door.
Don't you dare try to get in here.
Mary.
I ain't only going to try to come in. I am coming in.
Oh! Mary, for the last time, hand me my gun.
You want to keep me out, was you? Didn't work. Well, Marshal. So you laid up, huh? Now ain't that too bad.
Get out of here, son.
Put me out.
Please. Leave him alone. Can't you see he's helpless?
Sure, I can see it. Kind of hoping that him and me could have a nice little gunfight so he could have a chance. Kind of tough I'm going to have to kill him without his firing a shot.
You wouldn't dare do that.
Oh, wouldn't I? There's a bullet in this here hip of mine that he put there. I get a lot of pain out of that hip. He's going to get a lot of pain now before he dies.
You murderer. I'll fight you myself. Put down that gun.
Give you a Hey, to be
rough
with him,
and
I'm just going to have to throw him
over
the corner.
Why, you weasel,
sent
you yellow coyote.
Get up. You got your prayers ready, Marshal?
Go on. Go on, shoot.
That's just what I'm going to do.
Well, that's good, Peter.
Well, that works, and you need to hit shot with fire. There'll be no more shots from this.
Come on. Get this up, Cisco. Get my enemy. Cisco, give him two while you stay alive.
That's good. Now, why, I'm going to tell the marshal you killed his deputy.
Oh, he's alive, Cisco. You don't want to kill him.
Okay, Cisco, I was there better than these bunch of... I saw the flash. The gun in your hand.
Oh, my God. Hard to see a flash, too.
Perhaps this will make you remember it better.
Not a husband, not Cisco. That's all I want. I quit it.
You remember firing the shot to kill the deputy?
Yeah, I asked him. Look out, Cisco. He ran across the room.
Lord, he's picked up a stick of that dynamite.
All right, stand back, all of you. Get back. Good thing for me I hadn't noticed that flash of dynamite. Now things are different, Cisco. I slammed this dynamite down on the floor.
Say, if you do, you will die as well as the rest of us.
You won't throw it, Cisco. He ain't got nerve enough. Come on, how you plan out?
Let me do the talking, Senor Marshal. Since I'm going to walk across this floor, I'm going to hold out my hand, and you are going to put that stick of dynamite in my hand.
Take 2 steps and I throw it.
Say, I'm going to take 1 step now. Yes, sir, Pancho. Now I'm going to take the 2nd step, Spence, and if you want to die, throw the dynamite.
I will, I swear.
We will see. The 2nd step.
I said I throw it! I... And I'm
Cisco, grab his hand! We'll take that dynamite, Spence.
Throw it up! Great Jupiter!
See, that was a close call, Marshal. But now you have your worst bandito. And if you care to deputize Pancho and me, we will go out after the others.
I sure will, Cisco. After I catch my breath.
Pancho, the senor is afraid. Pancho, quickly.
Not Pancho, Cisco.
Pancho.
He thinks he's the only one afraid. If they try to lynch Pancho, if they try to shoot Pancho, if they try to dynamite Pancho, Pancho show her how to fail.
See, it was a bad experience, Senorita. I used it by sense.
Yes, I see your point, Cisco. I won't mention it again. But I do want to tell you how grateful Gramps and I are to you for cleaning up that gang and everything.
Gracias, Senorita. But I believe your grandfather is disappointed. He had looked forward to cleaning up that gang himself.
Well, perhaps. But there'll be others, I'm sorry to say. And he really is pleased with what you and Pancho did.
We are glad we could help, Senorita. And now I must say, adios.
But not like that, Cisco.
Then how would you have me say, Adia?
Can't you guess?
I am not good at guessing. Perhaps if you could show me.
Cisco, you have laughing eyes.
See?
All right, then. I will show you. Like this.
Cisco.
Hey, Pancho.
What we here for?
What do you mean by here, amigo?
Pancho means what we here on the earth for.
You know, a lot of others have wanted the same thing, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
But since you ask me, I think we are here to help others.
What are they, Cisco?
Oh, other people.
Help other people do what?
Well, help them out of trouble. Help them if they are sick. Help them any way we can, Chico.
We're here to help others, no?
Pancho, I have already said I think that is why we are here.
See, Cisco. But, Cisco.
Well?
If we're here to help others.
See?
What the others here for?
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.